Om Shanti. Today's topic is spiritual sightseeing of spiritual tourism department. So whenever we talk about sightseeing, we become very enthusiastic and everyone likes to go for sightseeing. Most of the people like to go for sightseeing, but actually I am not much interested. So people are very much interested for going sightseeing and all. So when we go for sightseeing, there we see beautiful places, you know. Some are natural places and some are artificial places which are made by some other people. So there is, we all know that tourism is the world's largest industry. Every country has its Ministry of Tourism, and that tourism ministry has its apex body, and it works for formation of the rules and regulations for that tourism, and also works for its development. So how to develop the places and how to maintain it, that it continuously works on it and trying to improve all the places all the time, you know, just beautification. Nowadays it becomes a very popular phase. Every state is doing something beautification of that particular place. Because the more it is beautiful, the more people would attract towards it. So every place is becoming more beautiful, more attractive nowadays. So the more people will come, the more revenue the government will get from it. So the main aim of this tourism, so the government get economic gain first thing, and second the people of people of this country or that particular place gets employment. Third one is the people get employment and they earn lot of money from it. Their standard of living also improves because of it, and people know the culture of others. They get very happy to know the others' culture. Otherwise, earlier what happened that there were no facilities of transportation, so people won't go anywhere. And nowadays we see that every time whenever they get vacation, 2-3 days or whatever it is, they immediately go outside for outing. So because there are so many things are available for transportation. So, and this is why the tourism department is also developing the transportation facilities also. So, it is making these places and everything is more attractive, more nice. Just as outside we go, there is some seashores are there, hill stations are there, and some forts are there, some museums are there. And the same way, here is also in our spirituality, there are some places. Something is natural and something is created by the tourism master, the supreme soul, the supreme father. Shri Baba is the tourism master, and places he created for us, just like subtle world. He created it just on the confluence edge for the recreation of his children. Paramdham is natural place. So worldly tourism department gets so many things, and we also get here some many things here, just like they people get economic gain, and here what we get, sorry, enjoyment and spiritual gain, and then next spiritual powers we gain it. We get here the imperishable gain. Baba says, no, for 21 births you get everything, happiness or prosperity, whatever it is. It is the imperishable gain we get here. They promote healthy relationships. For promoting all the people who come in other state or other country, they get there should be a healthy relationship. And for that also the tourism department is working. And here also, we people, what we are doing, we people call the people, outside people here in Baba's home. And because of this, our relation also get healthy. How it becomes healthy? We give them knowledge, and because of that, their inner strength increases, and the souls become empowered. So their inner strength is also develops, and relations become healthy. And then they get business. What we get here? What we get here? They get business. We get income, imperishable income, experiences. Because experiences is such an income, the nobody can snatch it away from you. Nobody can snatch it away from you, and nobody can steal it from us. Earlier I read something. People learn from people take your means you do some job, good job, and they take its credit for them. If you write some nice poem, they just take it from you and they publish it from yourself. But your experience can never be taken or can never be stolen by anyone. In the same way, here we get so much experience and income. Then here we get everything for 21 bars. Then sightseeing. So what is sightseeing? Visiting the interesting places where people go and go for visit. And why we go for sightseeing? Because people are having so much tedious and hectic work all the time, and they want to get relaxed from that work. All the time they are busy, they are having busy schedule, there are so many conflicts, and everybody knows and everybody is having so much experience of it, how much people are giving trouble. And from these problems they want to get relaxed, and for this relaxment they go for sightseeing. But sightseeing, they every time they see this variety of places, not every time they go to one and the same place. They doesn't want to go to the same place. They want to go some different places, so that that beauty they can see, they can watch, they can experience. Sometimes nowadays it becomes very people become very foodie, so they want to taste all the cuisines of all countries and all. So for that purpose also people go, and you know many programs comes on TV about these cuisines and all. So the tourism department do these things also. They just advertise it with the help of these programs. They advertise about that cuisines and hotels and beauty, everything. So here we get pure food of mind, which though nowadays people are thinking, many of people are giving so many positive thoughts. But what is exactly positive thoughts, and how can we apply in, how can we imbibe it in our life? That can be learned from these spiritual sightseeing places only. And people go for sightseeing in at the seashore, hill stations, and other places to see ports and all. But those people who are as if I am staying in Bombay, my hometown is Bombay, then I'll say I will not be interested in go somewhere, other places where there is seashore, because it is very common for me. If I am staying in Mount Abu, then I will not be much interested to go to Shimla and enjoy that hill station, because it is very common for me. So whatever it is common for me, I will not be much interested. But which is uncommon, I will try to go there only. And sometimes we know that people are arranging their meetings and conferences at different places. In our wings also, many wings we see that our wing especially, we arrange our whatever meetings and conferences most of the time here in Madhuban only. But other wings people we say that sometimes they are going to Shimla, sometimes they are going to Madras, Chennai, Kolkata. So that means both purpose all at the same time. Well, they have to keep meeting there, so people has to come there. So it is better to go some other places, so that the sightseeing will also be over, and then this meeting purpose is also solved. Even those the people who go for the players and the film stars, every time they go out of country, so they do their jobs also, and then they have sightseeing. So the relaxation and work at the same time they do. So here also we have the same facilities available. Though we are always working here, we have a lot of seva, we are always busy, so much burden is there sometimes. So, but at the same time, we can have we have nice sightseeing places, we can go there and get relaxed also. So what are our sightseeing places? Yes, Satal Varden. Different centers and Supreme Abode and Heaven and Madhuban, Golden Age, yes. Chardham ki Yatra. Is Madhuban Nitkan? Peace Park. Sangam Bhavan Hospital. Hospital is icing places? Giving Sakash, no, people here really like it very much. So there are no bad vibration in our hospital. This is the speciality of our hospital. Shantivan. Yes, Madhuban includes all these things, no? Gansaro, Shantivan, museum is different, centers, yes. So these are our sightseeing places. For Madhuban and centers, if we want to go, we have to go there physically also. Means we have to spend money and time also. Sometimes we go by mind and intellect, but Paramdham set. Higher taxi. Yes, I need to listen. Here, no, when people come from outside for our Shivir and retreat or the first time or so also, we take them for a sightseeing here. And in our sightseeing, our Sushil Bhai manages for everything here. Yeah, one guide is needed. So here, who is our guide? In spirituality, Baba is our guide. He's everything of us. So, just like these people arranges the program for us. So they just take them for Pandav Bhavan. If we are you are staying in Gansar, they take you Pandav Bhavan, then museum, Peace Park, and I think Nakiligan for shopping only. So means our main aim is to give them that particular not exposure. We want to give we take them for our complexes only. The main aim is to show our complexes. And what happens when we go outside? We get so many things to learn. And here what happens, here people, first thing they always praise the so much cleanliness is here. And how the management is going on. Even the administratives who came here, they become very much astonished by seeing the administration and management here. Because here nobody is telling anyone or nobody is shouting over, what are you doing, you have to do this, like this now. Nobody gives directions here. Everyone knows what I have to do, and he or she is doing their service very well. So people learn, first thing is people get very peaceful, calm and tranquil vibrations here, pure vibrations here. They feel so much soothing here. And second thing, they see that because of this Raja Yoga meditation, they are doing so much nice service. Everyone's faces are very, glorifying is here Baba's name, and they are always glittering faces, so smiling faces are there. So they also understand that these people also doing the same job what we are doing outside. So, and even though this has how much difference between them and us, so they learn from us many things. The first thing is pure vibration, which is the very much need of our mind, because nobody is getting peace outside, then they are getting this thing here. And they really, really means, in real sense, they get relaxed over here. Because we go for sightseeing outside for just relaxment only and enjoyment. So they really get here relaxed and enjoy. Because of knowledge and also and vibrations also, the soul becomes empowered here. So they get these things here. And for the other sightseeing, Baba is also for we children. Baba has made this subtle world. So Baba takes us there and gives us so many things to us. And when we go for sightseeing, we have to follow some rules. Follow some rules, or we know some things. Because if I am going to Bombay, I am going to Bombay, and if I don't know anything about Bombay, so if I will go there, I will just wander there. Where to go, where not to go, when I will inquire. So if I am prepared for already, if I am going to Bombay, what I have to see, what I should do, which sites are more important for first I have to visit them. If I have proper idea, then I can manage my trip very well. I should have map, yes. We should have map also. And also the guide also. There. No? And second thing is awareness of time. When we go for sightseeing, we must have awareness of time. If I have time of 1 day or 2 days, and if I have to visit 25 sites, you know, then I should manage my time. And we know that when people take here from in bus, even in Bombay, when I went there, there is a sightseeing bus. They, you know, all the time they rush. continuously I said once, what are you doing? We come here to see this thing and you are just quick, rush, what are you doing? Then he said that if you want to watch everything, then you have to do this. And bus will not wait for you. If you want to stay here, go stay here, we will not take you. Then so we had to manage the time also. We should have the awareness of time. And then third thing is we have to be detached. If I like this some place very much, it doesn't mean that I have to be there only. I should not be attached with this. If I like to seashore and I say that I like it very much, I am attached to with this. And so it doesn't mean that all the time I will sit there only. Then I cannot see other places also, and nobody will take me to my destination then. I must have to do then everything there. And then I should not spread garbage over there. You know, people have the habit of even spreading garbage everywhere. Drink water, throw the bottle over there. Eat something, throw the packets over there. In Naki Lake, we always see these things, you know. So many bottles are there spreading. So because of spreading these garbages, the beauty of that particular place becomes spoiled. So we should not be a responsible citizen. So we should not do this, spreading garbage over there. And also do not speak bad about the places. If I visited some places, I didn't like at all. I think, oh, this is sheer waste of time, this is just waste of money, I have wasted my time, and I become more tense. So then I'll say, no, please don't go that place, this is a very bad place. Your time, energy, everything will be waste. So I should not do this in outer sightseeing and in this spiritual sightseeing. All things are applicable here also. So we should know, we should have the proper information. When proper information means we know how to go that places. If I am to go to Paramdham and if I don't know how to become bodiless, then I can't go there. No, I can't read all the time. Whole day, if I say that I am the soul, I am soul, and I am the resident of Paramdham, I can't experience it. First, I have to get detached from this body. Then only I can go there. No, I can travel over there. I can see that spot. So first thing is proper information of the place. How to go and how. Then awareness of time. Why awareness of time is needed? Because our places are such beautiful places, the more time you want to stay, you can stay. We don't need to pay any money. Baba says, whatever time you want to stay there, you can stay. But we should not, you should have the awareness of time. Why? What other chance? The whole world can see it at the same time in Paramdham and subtle worlds. Centers. Why awareness of time is needed? Yes, because we have to do. If I say, just like sir, just have given the example. If you say that 7 days I will do the tapasya and then I will come. I don't want to do then seva. That is, it becomes very trifling matter for me. You know, but we are karma yogis, so we have to keep balance. Not all the time you have to just go for sightseeing and not all the time you have to do the work also. So we have to keep balance of it. Be detached from the place. What is it? Why we need detachment? It is nice, no? To be in Paramdham and all. Nice, no? Then why you need detachment? Yes? Same do seva? No. Because we have to experience all these things. Baba says you need all experiences. Karma Yogi. All places you have to experience it. You can't say that I will just Paramdham is the supreme abode is the supreme place, so I have to be there only. No, you have to go to the subtle region also. You have to just stick around at new world also. You should know and you should experience. Then only you would like it. And then do not throw the garbage. Our waste and negative thoughts are the garbage. If I am sitting in meditation and I am just all the time I am thinking waste thought, or some, if I have some problem or if I have conflict with some other person, then all the time that negative is coming. I am sitting in yoga but my mind is roaming here and there. Then what will happen? the peaceful atmosphere is there and I am just spoiling the atmosphere, if I am sleeping in meditation, if I am, my phone is ringing, whatever it is, if I am getting disturbed, means I am, my thoughts is disturbed, means definitely the other, I am spoiling or the spreading garbage in that beautiful atmosphere. So it is my duty to maintain that sanctity, so to maintain that purity of that place. And then speak about bad. Many people, if they have bad experience of any place, then this is in physical way, if they have bad experience in Madhuban or in center, they immediately start speaking bad about it. Means if the 1,000 people is getting good impression from there, but if one person is disturbed over there, and he immediately starts speaking bad about it and say that don't go there, this is the bad place. Means if the other person who are eager to come here, and if they listen this news, then what will happen? They will be deprived from this beautiful experience because of this one person. So one should not speak bad about anything. If this is bad for me, it's okay, maybe bad, but it doesn't mean that for other people is also very bad. No. So we'll speak about the these places, sites. Simple. Yes. Shopping and photography. I didn't thought about it. Yes. So we have. Shopping, huh? For you know the values. Yes. Yes. No, in Golden Age we will have new, beautiful dresses, beautiful things. Yes. Yeah, everything is free here. Yes. Well, it's here in knowledge point. Yes, in Paramdham and all the virtues and so. Photography with in Paramdham, photography is just to be with Baba. It is a beautiful photo. Be with Baba. Just selfie with Baba. This is it. We cannot show it. Just we can just relate our experience only. How? We have taken with Baba. First you show me, then I will show others. Okay, then these are the places. The first one is the Supreme Abode. There we can experience the supreme bliss, supreme joy, and all the powers we can get there. This is the most beautiful place of the entire universe, entire world, entire Kalpa, whatever it is. So this is the best place for sightseeing. And in the subtle world, there is beautiful light over there. The beautiful white shining light is there, and there we can have the experience of all relations with the Bap Dada. We can experience these relations. We can share with him our problems. We can chit chat over there, and we can get relaxed. We can take his hand in our hand and take around over the globe, give them sakash and all. So this is also the beautiful place of for sightseeing. And third one is the Golden Age. We can roam over there, see the beautiful birds, have delicious food over there, and roam everywhere in the Pushpak aeroplane. What? Yeah, juicy fruits. Only fruits. Chappan prakar ka bhog. Baba says always this. Sure, in subtle world sugars, we can enjoy it also. And then Madhuban, we enjoy all the time. And in centers also, if we go there, we enjoy, rejoice there. So these are, centers. And for these people spend so much money outside, but here is Baba's place, especially three places except Madhuban and center, subtle world, Supreme Abode and Golden Age. We need not have to spend a single money over there, and we enjoy a lot. But for this, what we need? People, when they go outside for sightseeing, they book their tickets, you know? And here we, what we have to do? Yes, 2-3 days ago in Murli. Which kind of plane we need? Intellect. Plane intellect is our best aeroplane. You know? The more it is, the more our intellect is light, you can fly more high. So we don't need to pay a single one. Yes, we need refined petrol. So the knowledge should be abundance of knowledge and clean and clear intellect. So with the help of this only we can travel, we can go for sightseeing also. And the second thing is, while in this, while leading this path of spirituality, Baba, most of the time Baba said us in between that don't look at the side scenes. When you are on sightseeing, don't look at the side scenes. Because when we are traveling, just we go from Mount to Shantivan, you know, Abu Road or Shantivan. So many times we find there are so many accidents are there. Every now and then, means every alternate day we find there is accidents. And then sometimes there is very bad order, you know, if the animals are killed over there, this very bad order is there. And so because of this bad order is coming, or because there is an accident, we don't spend our time over there. We don't stand there and go, what is happening is there. We immediately, what we do? We take our road and we go. And sometimes if bad order is coming, we immediately shut down our glasses. You know, and we start our AC and go. In the same way, here is also in this path, in this side thing, there are so many problems come, so many obstacles come. Sometimes such big obstacles, such big problem comes in our life, so we get sick. But what Baba says, these are only the side sins. Just pass it away. You know, don't stay over there. The circumstances will go, and you have to pass out it. You have to just fly over it. So we have to protect ourselves from all these things. Just like Suraj Bhai says, and sir also repeated the same thing that day, A, B, C. Avoid some things which we cannot change. We have to avoid it. We have to bypass, means let go it. Things we have to let go it. And then C means cancel. If somebody is just coming, I remember one thing, boycott also. Something we had to boycott. Bahishkar. Kya hota sir? Something we had to boycott, which disturbs our, a lot to us. We had to just boycott it. So we had to use this formula of A, B, C. And we have to always keep in mind that always keep the Baba's hand, the Supreme Friend's hands in our hand, and remain under his canopy, then our sightseeing program will be very nice and we will enjoy it for the whole life. Om Shanti.